Welcome to the Uppie Experience. If you love fiction stories, book reviews, and real-life stories from around the world, then this is the place for you. I'm your host, Uppie, an author, storyteller, and podcaster. Oh yeah, what are you waiting for? Grab your drink and let's go. Welcome, 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 my friend. You know, I promised I was going to, you know, come back. And I'm back. Welcome to the Uppie Experience. I'm your girl, Uppie, Uppie, right, O-P-Y. And this is our first, can I call it the first episode? I would say the first episode after the first episode. But this is our first official story episode. Yay! And I am really grateful to everyone that has been anticipating this episode. And I'm grateful to everyone that has tuned in. So if you are new here, I mean, you are very new, you are brand new. This is the very first episode you're ever listening to. Welcome, welcome to the family. Where have you been? We have been waiting for you. Yes, you. And if this is not your first time, then welcome back now, my personal person. Well, today's story is one that I wrote, I think, two months back. I want to say 2 years back because it wasn't that long. And when I wrote it, I got a lot of great feedback from it. People really enjoyed it. And I hope you'll enjoy it. So this one is a fiction story that I wrote. And I wrote it at work. I remember I was bored and I decided to write it. And there's so much that can happen when you're bored. Anyway, so I hope you enjoy this story. It's about a girl that wants to break up with her boyfriend, but then it seems like things take a turn, you know, things change. Well, I don't want to spoil it for you, but welcome. Grab your coffee, grab your drink, grab your malt, grab your tea, and let's enjoy it together. Reasons to break up with Jide. Number one. He snores like an actual pig. Not that I've heard one snore before, Sha. Number two, he has no respect for me. A whole speck. Number three, he literally lives like a pig. There are a lot of similarities between him and a pig, if you ask me. Number four, I think he's misogynistic. Number five, he cheated on me and tried to make it look like it was my fault. Looking at my list, I am sure one would be able to conclude that breaking up with my boyfriend would be the right thing to do. I tried to think of more reasons I needed to break up with him. There were many reasons, but I wasn't one to keep track of the wrongs of others, so it took 1 hour of brainstorming to come up with the list I had written. Jide and I had been dating for 2 years. We met at a church convention in Lagos, and now that I think about it, it was silly of me to assume that he would be an upright Christian man all because he attended a church program. I guess I could be naive at times. He was a charmer and made me laugh during the conversation we had after the program was over, and he had approached me. I knew I'd met the one, or what I thought was the one. I should have known that his charming personality was a cover-up for who he really was. Besides, I have come to realize that it's the funny ones with the major problems. He asked me to be his girlfriend 2 months after we had met, and 4 months later, I had moved in with him. That was when I got to see him for who he really was. He wanted to eat his cake and have it. He expected me to perform wife duties while he failed to act as a husband because, according to him, we were not yet married. I should have gotten my cue that he was a good-for-nothing person. But I was blinded by what I thought was love. Well, all that is in the past now. I was going to break up with him no matter what. What broke the camel's back was even the fact that I caught him sleeping with a strange woman on our bed right after work, and he still had the guts to shout at me, talking about how he cheated because I was being a horrible girlfriend, while his side piece had a smug look on her face. I was shocked by the audacity. My friends are still angry with me to this day because they believe I should have ended the relationship right there and then. I should have, but I wanted to make it a little more official, hence the idea of writing a list of his flaws. Who would have thought it would be hard to write his shortcomings down when he was a walking red flag? As I chewed on my pen, thinking of more things to add to the list of Jide's wrongs so I could confront him with it, I heard the front door of our place open. He was back. I took a deep breath. I took a deep breath in as my eyes scanned through the list one more time. It was time to confront him once and for all. I bet he thought I was still going to stay despite everything. "Honey, I'm home," he announced as he dropped his jacket on the couch. "Who is this honey?" I rolled my eyes as I turned to face him, paper in hand. There was something different about him, though. He was beaming like he had won the lottery. I wondered what was making him so excited. He rubbed his hands together gleefully as he walked up to me. "Jide, I have something to tell you," I said. I wasn't going to let whatever smile he had on his face delay what I had to tell him. "I also have good news for you," he said, holding my hands and leading me to the couch. I frowned in confusion as I sat down next to an ecstatic Jide. I was curious as to what was making him smile. My breakup speech could wait. It's not like I was going to change my mind. "What's the good news?" I asked. "You won't believe it," he said with a wide grin. "I won the lottery." "Wait, too. Did I just hear right? What lottery?" I stared at him for a while, wondering if he had been drinking, but he didn't smell of alcohol. Then it dawned on me. He was smiling like he won a lottery because he did win a lottery. "I didn't know you entered for one," I said slowly. I decided to try my luck. Chris was the one that persuaded me to enter for it. I didn't think it would work out, but it did. "We are rich, baby. 10 million richer. Ha ha ha," he said with a laugh. 10 million. I let out what sounded like a weak laugh. "Congratulations, sweetie. I'm so happy for you," I said. "Thank you. So now what was that thing you wanted to tell me?" he asked, taking my hands in his. "Nothing important," I said. "Your news is way better and we need to celebrate." I gave a weak smile as I stood up. "Let me get the wine from the cabinet." "Okay, now I know what you're thinking. Didn't I plan to break up with him?" "Well, yes, I did. But you see, there's nothing wrong with being paid to be with Jide. I deserve it after all, don't you think? As for the list, that would be our little secret." So that is it, my dear. If you are the one, what do? If you're about to break up with your partner and then the person wins lottery and you know you're going to enjoy from it, will you still break up? Let me know on my website. Yes, go over to my website. I will be putting the link to the written version of this story in the description so you can go and read it and write a comment. And do let me know over there if you listened to it or if you actually read it. And leave a comment. Let me know what you think. Thank you for listening. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of The OP Experience. Come, I hope you enjoyed the story today. Well, if you did, head over to my website at www.opirights.com and, you know, check out what's there. You can also leave a comment on any of the posts there, or you can send me an email at authoromoshaokwemigbo@gmail.com. And I'll make sure to reply you. If you have any story that you would like to share with the people that listen to this podcast, why not send me an email also at theopiexperience@gmail.com, and I'll be sure to read out your story. Well, until next time, bye.